Okay, we learned yesterday the Gemara's Ibaya. If you say amigo b'makim chazaka, specifically, if a person says la'achas man, he says parati personai. What do you say? Such a migu which goes against the chazaka in other parates manai. So I told you yesterday that the Yeshua and the Kesais have opposite approaches to the Gemara. So Yeshua says, Yeshua is coming to answer Taisus Kasha and Ksuvis. The Gemara and Ksuvis that I told you about yesterday, the Chachamim, at least in the Gemara and Ksuvis, say that if Edom come and they say Ksav Yadenu Zeh Avo Ketanim Hayinu or Ksulim Hayinu, that they have in their manis. Because they have a migu. They could have not been carrying the signature. So Taisus says to Kasha that that's a migu against the chazaka. The chazaka of the shtar is that a shtar is good. So to answer that Kasha that Taisus asks, and the truth is that Taisus all over Shas asks from different sugyas that amashma migu makam chazaka, that amigo works with Makam Chazaka. Even art the bottom Taisus here asks from the Sechtes Yevamis. There are a few sugyas in Shas where it's mashma that amigo works. So Yeshua says, no, it's not shver. That's talking about a pesha asa. A pesha asa is a stronger type of migo. As we said yesterday, a pesha asa is a migo that I could have been quiet. And being quiet is easier to not say something than it is to lie. So, a migu divay shasik, which is a pesha asar, that's a strong migu. And that, the Gemara says in Ksubis, we zichasei, even b'makim chazaka. Asugya is talking about a regular migu. Asugya is talking about a migu that if I didn't say this taina, I could have said that taina. So that type of a migu, that's our Gemara divay. A pesha asar is different. As I state in today's show. The Ktzais. The whole the opposite. The Ktzais learns that amigu is a don't say b'makam chazak. That's not Agam Harashayla. Regular amigu, you don't say b'makam chazak. Agamara is talking dafka by a peshas. Dafka, the Gemara is an ibaya, such a strong amigu that the peshasa, do you say that against the chazak? How is Agamara a peshasa? In Agamara, some would say vayahim. Says you owe me money. So the way I understand the size, he's saying they could just say parati. You don't have to say that page of Tesmanai, Achasmanai. You could say parati. If you say parati, you would win the dintar. So now that you said parati Tesmanai, so it's a pesha asa. You're the one who said it was Tesmanai. And you're saying that you pay. So pesha asa, that's the Gemara Zivaya, is the pesha asa work against the chazaka. This is what we said yesterday at the end of Shir. So that the Tzais and the Yeshua have two opposite mahalchim in the Gemara. The bottom line of Tosfos on Hey Amid Aleph, the line and a half there of the bottom Tosfos, what does Tosfos say there? Tosfos at the beginning of the Sugya. The beginning of the sugya, the Gemara says that you're not believed to say that you paid a chayv tersmani. If I borrow money from you and I claim I paid tersmani, so the Gemara said that you're not believed. So Taisa said, "Nirali sheish edim shechayev loy." You have to be edim that he lent, borrowed originally, the kavala is man, and then he made him his man. What does this Taisa say? That in a case where I lent you money with no aiden, a typical case that happens every day in yeshiva, you lend somebody money without aiden. And he comes and he says, he comes tersman, and he says, I paid you tersman. So Taisus says he'd be believed. Why would he believe? He has a migu, he could have said, I never borrowed.
And Tosfos says, "Olakama mebayale," and that's the Gemara's ibaya. Yamrina miga b'makom chazaka. So think for a minute. Is this like the Tosfos like the Pesachim? Tosfos is going on a case. He's saying this is the Gemara's ibaya. So let's figure out for Tosfos. Is Tosfos talking about a migo or about a pashasa? He's saying this case is equal to the Gemara's ibaya. So we could see if Tosfos holds like Tosfos and Yeshua. How does it work out? What's Tosfos' case? You say I lent you money. You say you lent me money, I mean. And I say, yes, it's true I borrowed money, but I paid Tosman. Is that a migo or a peshasa? Now that's a peshasa. Because there I could have been quiet. You have no proof you ever lent me money. I didn't have to say anything. Person comes out of nowhere, no witnesses, not anything. He says he lent me money. I don't have to answer him. That's a pesha aser. Tosfos says that a pesha aser is the Gemara Zibayah. Tosfos appears to be going like the Ktzais. That the Gemara Zibayah is that pesha aser. Yeah, it's clear that Tosfos is not, because look at the Hemshech of his Lashon. Hemshech on Yom Beis, he says that even if you hold the Mabas Chaver Beidim is Tzarech Lefar Beidim, Mayri Hacha Shul Zayu Shloi Beidim, Ela Hoi Delei Bifnei Eidim. Tosfos is going on there. Pashat, I don't think any of us who read the Tosfos, I mean, understood Tosfos that. The Pashp Shannon Tosfos is that is that he has a Peshasa, and that's the Gemara Zibayah.
He's saying when we go
back to right.
So
he's saying that that's when we pass the picture, that only would be a Peshasa. That's a Peshasa, or like Kavat Lishum's man. That means you say you lent me money, I say, I might do you lent me, but you didn't make his man. So I have a I could have said, I'm sorry, I'm saying, you walk a day as man, I pay your test man, I have a migo, I could have said, loy kavat alishum's man. So, loy kavat alishum's man, is that a migo, or is that a peshasa? See, it depends. If they are Adim, you let me, and we're arguing with you a kavat as man, then it's a regular migo. If they are no Adim, you let me, I'm Maidi, you lent it to me. I say, like a Vatali Shum's man, then it's still a Peshasa. Because without me, I could have just been quiet. So, what's the mitzvah I say if I could have just been quiet? Places. So, they say it must be there, Eidim, because if there are no Eidim, that would be the Gemara Zibayah. If there would be no Eidim, that would be the Gemara Zibayah. Let's figure it out. If there would be no Eidim, isn't that a Peshasa? If there are no Edom in the whole Halva, then it's a Peshasa. It's true. If there are Edom in the Halva and just no Edom or Kavias man, then you'd be right. But if there are no Edom in the Halva, then that's a Peshasa. And certainly, Tais is saying a Peshasa is included in the Gemara Zibayah.
Why did Tais say it?
If I say loyal vesali klon, no, the migu is that could have said loyal vesali klon. I mean, I could have just been quiet. So what's the erik subis? Ksavi yadein will say avol anusim hayinu. So that's a peshasa. Why? Because I could have said it's not my ksavi yad. I could have been quiet there. Here, why does Tosfos use a lashon lo hil veis holi klon? Tosfos should use a lashon the migo of shtika. Yes, I don't know. We have to look all over Shas and see if it's the dafka dik a lashon, but it appears to be in peshas. L'maisa, it's a peshas. If you can't prove you lent me money, and I'm moidi you lent me money, and I say I pay tes manai, it is a peshas. So I don't have to get myself in trouble by saying I borrowed.
It has to be there, 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 it
Right, because there are two ways you could create. When somebody says a peter zmanai, there are two ways he could create a pesha asa. Either he has the option of saying I never borrowed, or if they are eidim that he borrowed, it is the option of just saying parati because it's lachar hazman. So once it's lachar hazman, he has the option of saying parati. So then that's a way for him to get out of the. That's also pesha asa. You see, when he's tevem tazman, he would have to have a peshas on the halva. When it's lachar hazman, he has a peshas on the other end that he could have said parati stam. The eidim of the halva, right? Then you have a peshas. That's the Marsha, right? Because the Gemara picks a different case of peshasa. Tosis says the Gemara's case of peshasa is the R eidim on the loan, but now it's after this man. And he could have said parati stama. That's the peshasa of the Gemara's case. Tosis says that if there would be no eidim on the loan, that even teichas man, it would also be a peshasa. So it's two different cases, but Tosis is comparing them. They're both totally the Gemara's epi. So Tosis is like the Ktsas. I suspect it doesn't bother Pnei Yeshua too much, because you have to remember, Pnei Yeshua is coming to answer Tosis' kasha ksudis. Pnei Yeshua is saying that I know Tosis didn't learn like me. He's coming to answer Tosis' kasha. So it's Yitachin that Tosis' taka holds that way. And they won't bother Pnei Yeshua so much. Pnei Yeshua says, look, I'm coming to answer Tosis' kasha. Tosis has a shita. But a shita blives in the tzarachin. So it could be a taka Tosis' shita. And it's, and the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't care if it's Tosis' shita. I don't know Tosis. I'm coming to answer Tosis' tzarachin. The Lashon of Rashi is mashma that way. The Lashon of Rashi is more mashma the Pnei Yeshua. There's something else that comes out very geschmack if we make the Tzais into Tzais Shita. We say Pnei Yeshua is going now like this, going like the others. The Shita Mukubetas asks a kasha here that developed the Rishiva is all tumul about. Shita Mukubetas says, how could you have any boy in the Gemara? What's stronger, Migu or Chazaka? That's not Gemara's Ibaya. Migu, Chazaka, which is stronger? What do you mean? Tosis, all over Shas, says, Migu lahaitzi lo yaminu. As Tosis says all the time, that a Migu lahaitzi doesn't help. We had it in the third parak, in Subis, and Bamatsia. Tosis Shita, the Rashi Shita, the most Rishayim, is Migu doesn't work to be Maitzi Mamet. Now, migu lahaitzi, we don't say. A chazaka ina de pareta zmanai lahaitzi, we do say. Chazaka ina de pareta zmanai, the chazaka, we do say lahaitzi. That's what it means. Chazaka ina de zmanai, so pay. How could the Gemara have a shayla? What's stronger, a migu? Or is it stronger, a chazaka? Like Taisvis, we always say migul haitzi layamina. So chazak is stronger than a migul. A proof a chazak is stronger because migul haitzi layamina, a chazak amrina. That's the shita mukometas kasha, which every one of the rishitas has a shtickle on, shtickle of Tyron and Shmuel and Nachum, the Baruch Ber, the Bislaisha. Everyone has shtickle on this. Loitik tzais, the whole kasha doesn't start. Why? I think Tzais, the whole kasha doesn't start. Because a pesha also we do say lahaitzi. A migu lahaitzi we don't say. A pesha also we do say lahaitzi. That's the main shilif, you know, migu and a pesha also. So the whole kasha doesn't start. Tzais is like the Tzais. Learns that our Gemara is talking about a Pesha Aser. If it's talking about a Pesha Aser, so then the Gemara has a good Ibaya. What's stronger, a Pesha Aser or a Chazak? Amigo, Tosfos holds the Gemara Zibayah is not about a Migul. The Gemara Zibayah is about only a Pesha Asa. Migul Tak is weaker than Chazak. So it's very geschmack that Tosfos is right, that Tosfos, the whole Shittim versus Kasha, is if you hold like Tosfos. And Afal Pikein, like Tosfos himself, and it works out that it's Matoritz. Because Tosfos sounds like the Tosfos that Gemara's talking about a Pesha Asa. We'll get back to this Kasha because I want to get to the Shita's Teretz. But first, still, we're working on the Tzais. So we have Machloikas Tzais by Yeshua. One Nafgamina is the bottom Tzais here. One Nafgamina is the Shita's Kasha. There's another Nafgamina, another thing that's totally in this. And this the Tzais says himself. If a person comes the Yoima de Mishlam's money on the first day that he's allowed to pay, the last day of the loan is due on Monday, and he comes on Monday. And he says, Parati Tezmana. He says, I paid Techazman. Is that the same as the Gemara? The Gemara has a Shaila. If you say La Achar's man, I pay Tayyar's man. If you have a meagre word, welcome Chazaka. Does that apply even beyond the Mishlam's money on the first day that you're able to pay? The Rambam says yes. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say it that way, that even the first day that you're allowed to pay, the due loan is due. If you say I paid Tayyar's money with a meagre, I could have said I paid today. It works. That should be pashut. The Ravid disagrees, and so does Tosfos. Tosfos on the top Tosfos and Hayamid Beis at the end says that that's a migul d'ha'aza. To say I paid today when the person knows, you say I paid 2 days ago, a week ago, so maybe he forgot. But you say I paid today, the person knows you didn't pay today. That's a migul d'ha'aza. So Tosfos says that it doesn't work. So Frech Tosfos. We say Amigo de Haza for Mominus. This is the Kasha I mentioned when we went to Tosfos. That we do say Amigo de Haza for Mamin. So Vaita, the Kasha on the Ravid and Tosfos, they say that Beyoma de Mishlam's Mane, Beyoma de Mishlam's Mane, you're not nemo with amigo. Why aren't you nemo with amigo? Why don't you believe with amigo? This is what bothers the Tzais. Not to say pshat, it's hard to say in Tzais. Tzais says beferish migul azalei amina. Let's say the Ravid, the other Rishayim, Rush. They say that on the day, most people don't pay on the first day. On the first day alone is due. Person doesn't usually pay the first day. Alright, some people do. If you say you paid the first day, you believe. But to say you paid Tosmane with amigo, I paid on the Yom the Mishlam's money, the writer says is no good. Saif Saif, why don't you have amigo? Saif Saif, you should have amigo that you could have just said parati. You should have amigo gonna say I paid on today, on the day Yom the Mishlam's money. The Shver Kasha on the Ravid. He say Migul D'Azam, but Migul D'Azam we say that Mamon. Comes to Tzais, he says very Kishmak. Tzais says, 1 minute. What's the whole Sugya is talking about Pesha Asim? Migul D'Bai Shasim. I could have said Parati and not said when. So the Tzais, when can I say Parati and not say when? If it's the third, fourth, fifth day, if it is man. Stoma, I say parati, Bezdin understands that I paid after this man. But Yoima de Mishlam's man, hey, if I say parati, stam parati, right, people don't pay the Yoima de Mishlam's man. We wouldn't know what parati means, that it means today. Our whole sugya is talking about a Pesha Asa against the Chazak. because you have a pesha also, so the Gemara has a shayla. But in a case where it's a regular migul, where you have to explain yourself, Zechi not believed. So what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, if you come on the day of the Pirayim, and on that day you say, I paid Tosmani, and the migul I could have said I paid today. So if it says, that's an ordinary migul. Because you would have to say you paid today. Stam parati, we don't understand means today. So Mamela, Zaptik Tzais, the Ravid is answered. That's why the Ravid holds that there's no Migul, because Migus don't work. It's a whole Shaila is only if a Peshasa works. So with a Peshasa you can win. But not with a Migul.
Why would we assume that he gave it today? Because parati.
He says Stama parati. What? Well, we're saying migud ha'azo, we're not worried about, because for moment people do a migud ha'azo. That was the kasha. So, I know, I was thinking about this. If a person comes beyond the Mishnah's mind, he says parati. So he says, we don't understand today, because most people don't pay today. So what will we understand? It means yesterday, even less people pay yesterday. Right? That's what you're asking. Even less people pay tasmane than pay beyond the Mishnah's mind. So I'm not sure, unless the Ktzais means the Mamisha out and out Shtika. Maybe a stamp parati in the time that people normally pay, it's aimed for Pirayim. So if you say parati, we'll let you be Shaisik. A parati, in a case where it's unusual that you're paid, how will we understand it? I'm not sure. Question for the question. This is a third Nakuda of the Ktzais. And there's one more. The Ktzais brings a raya from a case of Shulchan Aruch later, in Kuf Ches of Katan Dalet. There, the Gemara has the following case. Someone gave someone else money for an iska. An iska is a pekatan, it's an investment. Okay, an investment is not the same as a loan. Right? A loan is when you borrow money and you have to pay no matter what happens. If someone gives you money for an investment, you're opening up a store, you get a silent partner and he invests. So let's say he says, I don't invest the money, but you have to buy me out in 6 months. Right? I'll give you the money for 6 months. So what's the deal? For those 6 months, it's not a half on, it's a pekatan. You're holding it, but you're using it. A normal pekatan, you're just keeping a drawer. Here, you're entitled to use it as part of the investment. So Shulchan Aruch has a case where a person took money for an iska, and he died within the 6 months. And now, the investor is coming, and he's teveya that the yisaimim should return to him the amount of money that the money he gave. So Shulchan Aruch says the yisaimim have to give it back. The yisaimim have to give it back. We don't assume in other prayer tasmana. We don't assume that he paid tasmana, which seems the mechaba holds it even by an iska. I mentioned that the Rama says it's only by a loan, but the mechaba seems to hold even by an iska. We say you don't pay tasmana. So even though if the father would taina he paid tasmana, he'd be believed, which is like the Rama. I'm sorry. Start again. If a person on a loan is not believed, say pay tasmana. On the iska he is believed tasmana. By yisaimim, you could be tever the yisaimim, because we don't say taninan that he paid tasmana. Even though if he would say he paid tasmana, he'd be believed. But we don't say taninan that someone paid tasmana, because it's not normal to pay tasmana. So the Ktzais asks that Teich Zmanoi Taninon is believed with Amigo of Nemsa. Teich Zmanoi, by an investment, you could say Nemsa, the investment went bad. You believe. By an Iska, right, by a loan, you can't say my money went bad, you still owe it. By an Iska, you could say Nemsa, the investment went bad. So we tainus the assignment, tainus with amigo. So why don't we taina, even though it's not the derech to pay tesamana, why don't we say parati with a migo of nemsa, even tesamana? This is the ktsais's kasha. If it's a ktsais, l'shita asai, that migos don't help tesamana, only peshasas help. A migo of nemsa, that's a migo. Migos don't help tesamana. Only peshasa helps against a chazaka venon prayer tesamana. So that's a fourth inyan that the Ktzais answers with this. So this is all the Ktzais's b'chudish tikka mahalach, that the Gemara is talking about a Pesha Aser, not like the Yeshua, the Pasha Pshat, that the Gemara is talking about a regular Miku. Now let's get back to the Shita's Kasha. The Shita asked, now we'll put the Ktzais aside, like the place the Shita's kasha is not shver. The Shita probably learned like Tanya Yeshua. And Mimela, the Shita asked the kasha that how could you have a Shaila what's stronger, a Migul or a Chazaka? Migul lahaitzi, layamina. And Chazaka, we do say lahaitzi. So since we say Chazaka lahaitzi, so Chazaka is stronger than a Migul. So what's the Gemara Shaila? If a Migul is stronger, Chazaka is stronger. That's the Shita's kasha. Now the Shita Mechubet says Kedarka, he says a one line answer, which you probably could understand numerous ways. I'll tell you the way Rav Nachum understands it, but I'll be magdim the Chazer and the Kula that we said earlier. We have, Rish Lakish says, a person doesn't pay tesamana. Chazaka ain't no prayer tesamana. We learn, there are two ways to learn pshat, and chazaka ain't no prayer tesamana. The pasha pshat, for sure, is that it's not believable. You say you pay tesamana, it's not a believable taina. It's come out the davabara that people don't pay tesamana. That was, as we said, the pasha pshat. Rav Moshe and others suggested a second pshat. Second way to learn the Gemara. You can learn the Gemara that Ein Adam Pareta Esmanoi is pshat that you can't tie the Parati to Esmanoi. To Esmanoi, you can't say Parati, just like you can't come with just Dhamma Taina Yom Meichelbi. The only time a person can say Parati is when it's Oymed Lepira. But Stamazai, a person can't say Parati. You can't just come along and say, Parati, I paid. That's a believable thing. So Chazaka in Adam Peretes Manoi is a word that you're Becheskes Chayiv. We know you borrowed. You're Becheskes Chayiv. You can't come with Tainer Stamazoi to come Stamazoi with a Tainer. Zokar Nachum, like that pshat. That pshat, then Gemara Ziboy is very good. Chazaka in Adam Peretes Manai, we don't say Lahaitzi. Chazaka in Adam Peretes Manai is that if you're Becheskes Chiyav already, so you can't taina Parati. But it's not that's Moitzi Mamin. The Chazaka is not Moitzi Mamin. You're Chayav Mamin because you're Chayav Mamin. You borrowed money. If you borrow money from me, and I have proof you borrowed, and you say I was Michael, so I'm going to say I wasn't Meichel, and I'll be Teveya. So why am I Teveya? Because the Chazaka people aren't Meichel? No, the Chazaka people aren't Meichel. Just you can't tie this, the Taina. Calls a man, we know that there was a loan. You can't come with a Taina and undo the loan. Except, Parati, if there is man, so I'm middle Parayim, you can say such a thing. That was the whole yisayit of this Mahalach, was that the whole part of the Sugya, Chazaka in other prayer to Ismani is not it's a strong Chazaka. It's a powerful Chazaka, people don't pay early. No, that's not the Vart. The Vart is that if you lend me money, I can't just say a Taina and become Potter. Only one Taina I could say is Parati Achar Zmanai, because it's Oymed Lepirai. But normally I lend someone money, he has to prove himself to get off the hook. Like this Pshat, it's very geschmack. Chazaka in Adam Perea Tesmanoi is not a strong Chazaka that could be Maitzi Mamun. Not at all. Chazaka in a preites mane is just a reason that you can't say parati. But you don't pay because of the chazaka, you pay because you have a cheskas chiyuv. So Mela, the Shita's kasha is answered. The Shita's kasha was Migul lo haitzi lo yamrina, chazaka lo haitzi yamrina. No, chazaka lo haitzi. We also don't say chazaka lo haitzi. We don't say chazaka to be mighty mom. So like that, the Shita's case answered. It fits into the Shita's teretz. The Shita's a one-line teretz, but it fits well. And this, Reb Nachum says here, and the Gedulei Shmuel says as well. And the Gedulei Shmuel brings it from a Rebbe Kiveger in the Tshuva. It's one line in the Tshuva, Rebbe Kiveger. That's why I mentioned when we started that Ramesh's Mahaloch is not just Ramesh coming up with a new Mahaloch. It seems to be that Reb Nachum and the Gedulei Shmuel, he's bringing from Rebbe Kiveger, seem to have such a Mahaloch in the Gemara. Which Grad is very good. One of the fellows of the Kaila came over to me. He asked me what he's learning more quickly, but he's up to the first parak. He asked me what Torah it is. He said, Chazaka in the Pretas Mane, he doesn't like, because he always pays early. He always bothers him, because he always pays loans early. Someone lends him money, he always pays early. So I told him there's a way out. If you're from the mindset that you do pay early, Chazaka in the Pretas Mane is not such a solid Chazaka, people don't pay early. It's a reason that you're not nemun to say you paid early. He said chazaka no one's meichel. People are meichel chayvus, but you can't taina that you were meichel. That oimid l'mechi. It's a geshmaka mahalach in the Gemara. Nevertheless, the pasuk shat in the Gemara is the other way. That the question is, what's stronger, amigo or a chazaka? And that's the pasuk shat. So how would we answer the Shita Mekubetzes without the Ramesh's Mahalach? Go back to the Shita's Kasha without this new Mahalach. We're saying like this Mahalach, it's answered. That's where Reb Nachum learns. If you don't want to go with Reb Nachum, you want to go Pashup Shat. The question is, what's stronger, Migul or Chazaka? So the Kasha is, we know Chazaka is stronger. Chazaka helps Lo Haitzi. Migul doesn't help Lo Haitzi. So the other way to answer, as Reb Nachum says, is that you're right, Chazaka is stronger than Amigu. The question is, Amigu plus a Mugzik against the Chazaka, which is stronger? Gemara Zibaya is, the Mugzik has the Amigu. So, because he's Bechaz Beschayim. So Amigu plus a Mugzik, Bechaz Beschayim, does that help against the Chazaka in our prayer test, man, right? And that's the, it's also, if you read that in Tishu Kubetzes, that's the Gemara Zibaya. Either way, the Gemara Zibaya is, Omigu, for someone who's chayiv mamon to get off the hook against the chazaka and the tesmanai, that is the Gemara Zibay. Yesterday I happened to be looking for something else. I learned kedushin. I give Shiran Shabbos and Mesachtes kedushin. So I was looking up something in the Tshuvas Menachas Yitzchak, and as fate would have it, the thing I was looking for I didn't find. But I found that he has a shayla, which it's Chelek Beis in the Michas Yitzchak. I don't remember the Tshuva number, but the Shaila, I found it in the Mafteach. It was to the second of the Basra Dafei. He has a Shaila, Halacha Lamaisa, after Asogyat. He has a Shaila. Somebody ordered something from someone else, and it's after the order was done and the delivery was made, I think, after look at the delivery was made. And he says, afterwards, I paid Tosmanu. Remember the Shaila. He says, I paid during the time you were making the merchandise. I paid. He has a shiloh there, if you believed. It happens to be his shiloh is about a printer who printed volumes, which, now the Ramah I mentioned to you earlier about Kuntrasin. By call Safa to Safa Zmane, the Ramah says every Kuntras that's printed is also Zmane. The Ramah is talking when it's Teichah Zman and you say you paid. The Chassidus is talking about Achar Zman and you say you paid Teichah Zman. So I think if we look up the Tshuva there, it'll give us a handle on, he seems to go through some of the Shach, the things we spoke about in the Sugya. So I think that would help. On the next Amid, the first half of the next Amid is almost repetitious of this Amid. The first two Tashmas and the Terutzim even though Tashma is going to Migu, are exactly word for word the same thing we had here on this Amid. So that the next Amid till the two dash should go very quickly. There's only one new Tashma. And as I said, the Gemara is not Peshati by it. So we're going to end up that the Moslem wins. Because if you're not Peshati,